Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Now we're on to Connor Mahoney with MahoneyGPS.com. He's developed this GPS system for retirement. Really want to hear about this, Connor. So please tell us.
The GPS system, it's like the way the analogy I usually make to people when they're first kind of coming to us. It's like, you know, a doctor's EKG or a blood test. Like we have to take in all this information on you to help make a recommendation of what might work best for you. You know, it's very specific to each person. A lot of people have different time horizons, and that's all part of our like fiduciary role to help people, you know, make the right choices with their investments. We try to differentiate ourselves. You know, we find a lot of investment firms maybe not taking as much compliance risk, as meaning they will just kind of plot people in like 60-40 portfolios, which meaning like 60% stock, 40% bond. And that has been like, that's just the way that this investment industry has worked for a long time. We don't really abide by that. We're kind of more aggressive for people, even of all ages. We just have found we've been in quite good markets for quite a long time. And obviously, as we talked about this entire show, there's a lot of innovation going on. There's a lot of spending on AI and different infrastructure. A lot of great things going on for businesses. So the market is obviously taking recognition of that. Pretty low interest rates. So we're very much more so aggressive than the average, I guess, asset manager. And that has kind of worked to our advantage and to our client's advantage. And it really all is about the client. And we just think that in this day and age, you got to take advantage of these opportunities you have, because there could be another ugly market around the corner. And we're just more tactical and active than probably the average group.
I think there is an ugly market around the corner. But yeah, we haven't had a quote correction for a long
time. Yes, exactly.
So when is it time to be an aggressive investor? Is there like a window for when that makes the most sense?
Yeah, honestly, we kind of try to be a little contrarian in some way. Especially, it really does depend on, like I said, that time horizon of the person. I think a lot of younger folks should probably be happy if we're going to have a bear market and start cheering, as crazy as that sounds, because you had some ridiculous returns from some individual stocks and in just the indexes themselves. You know, Meta under $100 a share, here it has touched $740 a share. Nvidia, all these, you know, great tech companies. I do think the market's the one place where people fear a sale. I don't think, you know, people should be running into the door when, you know, some store has a sale, right? Buying everything up. So I do think that does present a lot of opportunities. And also, you know, just when we have good economic data and the Fed is kind of out of the way, which we had basically 2023 and 2024, those were just great periods. And we were loading the boat, as they would say. And a lot of clients benefited from that and create long-term holdings. And
I have to ask you about this, Connor. What do you think about cryptocurrency?
It's probably the most speculative asset that exists in the world. I think we all can agree on that. So I guess it's something maybe for like funny money. It's not something we ever recommend to our clients who are, we're like doing serious retirement planning and annuities and, usual, you know, all these different actual, you know, dialed in processes. Bitcoin doesn't quite fit into that. I do think it's definitely inevitable. There's no denying that it had its chance to go to zero. That didn't happen. And I do think it's just so deregulated. It's very sketchy. There's a lot of scams that go on there. I feel like every week anyone can make a cryptocurrency and do a pump and dump, and that happens way too often. So
you remember the guy that lost his password and could get into like $400,000?
Yeah,
It's crazy. Still has a password. You almost have a million.
It's not really true, or is that an urban life? Don't they say don't invest in things you don't fully understand, at least what it is or what it does? My question, too, is if it's a store of value, no one can pay for you know, anything cryptocurrency. Its value is fluctuating so much all the time. I do think, like I said, it's just like a trading instrument and vehicle to speculative asset. Definitely interesting and cool and futuristic, but I don't know how much it really holds its weight when it comes to like, where is the value behind it? Because we know companies have real revenues, they'll pay dividends. Bitcoin's value is because I think someone else is going to buy it at a higher price than me.
Do you have a question or comment, Erica?
I think, Connor, I'm always a little, I struggle navigating with financial advisors because, you know, you have folks that are experts over here with insurance policies and folks that talk about crypto all the time and then individuals talking about stock. So it's, and when I talk to folks, they're kind of like, well, I can help you over here, but it really lacks that full kind of strategic plan. What would you recommend to make sure we're investing smartly?
That's a really good point. I think it's hard because in this industry, their advisors do have different specialties, I would say. And if you start asking me about dividend stocks, I probably don't know anything about that. Not anything, but we're more focused on growth. Everyone has different opinions, and that's kind of why you'll get different, you know, fundamental ways of recommendations from different advisors. So I think it also, you got to know your own risk tolerance, I suppose, and what you're comfortable with potentially risking out there. And in some way, I don't even like this word because it sounds like a word that's negative, like a pyramid, right? Like, okay, so maybe you say you have like your income bearing, like annuities, and that's a good chunk of your assets because that's protected or guaranteed and they have certain riders or features that are going to pay income or protect your principal, which there are products out there and those are great. And then you have like more like blue chip and maybe some dividend, like a balanced portfolio that's maybe another portion. And then you have the more like speculative. I always think like you can't go too wrong with that. I think it's nice to have maybe different like buckets of like risk, I suppose. And that can work pretty well. But yeah, you are right. I do think that's going to be anyone's problem if they're looking for an advisor. You're just going to get a lot of different opinions out there. And my opinion is probably much different from, you know, someone else who could have been in this podcast too. So
your is more diversification is probably the best strategy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's a Warren Buffett saying, he's like, diversification is for people that don't know what they're doing. The point being is like, you want to have concentration and conviction in your investments. And sometimes there's a risk obviously involved with that. If you had concentration and conviction in an investment that didn't work, ouch. But that's kind of how I think he made it bigger. And there's just like, there's something to be said about that. One of the largest client accounts I've seen that we've worked with had three stocks. So I thought that was an interesting tidbit to share. We definitely would stray away from like having like, you know, 30 to 40 stocks. You might as well just buy the index at that point. So it is looking for those companies that are growing at a greater clip. That's really where our focus is.
How much money, what percentage of a person's income should they save for retirement?
We just try to say like, anywhere from, it can be hard, right? And depends on like what years of your life you're in. If you're paying for college and school and you have multiple kids or whatever the case is. But a general like decent number is like 10 to 15% if you can. We love those like 401k plans and IRAs or SEPs and all those fun stuff like the 403Bs. There's so many different types. It just comes out of your paycheck. You don't see it. It's like a built-in expense, I suppose, but you're just paying yourself. And hopefully you're just averaging into the indexes at any price. You know, you get more shares when it's lower, less shares when it's higher. That's why I said if you're younger, you should be hoping for a bear market listening to this because that should be a lot of future dollars later, hopefully. So I do think those, you know, having a 401k or something to that degree, those are the easiest, most awesome way to get invested.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you, going back to the entrepreneurial part of this, if I leave corporate tomorrow, but I'm not that old yet, so I still want to contribute to my 401k, are there options for if you start your own business and you're a solo that you can have a 401k and can you do it pre-tax dollars?
Yeah, that would be a SEP probably. It's a self-employed pension. So basically you're just contribute to whatever, you know, amount you're comfortable with. I think the contribution limits are really large, something like 50 something thousand a year. You could do less, you could do up to that, but that's a good way to have a 401k pension system. It's because pensions are a thing of the past, obviously, and got to kind of create our own. Again, that's part of what our business is too.
In terms of the future for your business, What are your plans for growth? How do you want to get there?
This has worked quite well for us. Like being on the radio, actually, it's like a father-son business. Ken is my dad, and we have another partner, Bill, who works with us. We were all very active on like media, and that's kind of how it grew from the ground up. You know, my dad has been doing this since 1989, been on the radio since then, and I've been on the radio for as long as I've been working here too.
Radio continues to be one of the most powerful marketing tools there is.
For me anyway, I listen to the radio in my car. I can just turn it on and I don't have to mess around with it.
Okay. So how do people find you and who do you work with? Do you work with individuals, companies, what income range?
It's definitely more individuals. It's not that we can't manage like a SEP, for example, because we could, but it usually is more individuals who are close to retirement within a few years, I would say. That's MahoneyGPS.com. And like I said, Ken is highly covered in the media. You know, we do a lot of, he does Fox Business appearances, Bloomberg, Yahoo Finance. That's like all over our website. We are constantly being quoted in articles. And like I said, we use all media sources to like show our credibility, I suppose, and expertise is the concept. But yeah, that's where we're reached, in individual investors mostly.
Okay, excellent. And that's MahoneyGPS.com. Great. Right. Thank you.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.